Gray Drake has licked Paul Rudd's face and had a burp-a-thon with John Goodman. It's Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by the Diva Alchemist on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.
Before we talk about the movie Challengers, so this topic came up on the show this week. What do you remember about the first time you went to your husband Steve's place?
I was so relieved that his bathroom was clean.
It's funny that you should mention that, because I said the opposite about my boyfriend when I walked into his apartment.
Well, yeah, exactly, because literally every apartment that I had been into, the bathroom was a nightmare. And it's so horrifying to me, like, just that you wouldn't do it, like, even a spot clean before you knew, like, someone that you wanted to hook up with was coming over.
Right?
Yes.
Trick me.
Now, was it false advertising, or does he still keep it clean?
I'll give him a solid B grade.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yes, solid, and it's because very specifically when my husband was growing up, his mom told him he needed to learn how to be a human being. He wasn't allowed to, like, just fall into a marriage to someone just because he needed his laundry done. And so his mom, like, really specifically taught him all that stuff. He's really retained it. And I even said to him one time, like, oh, do you want me to, like, do your laundry? Wouldn't that be fun? Like, we're married and it'd be so cute. Like, we're playing house. And he's like, no.
I like his mom.
I know.
Still,
what a great woman.
Anybody offers to do my laundry, I'm taking them up on it.
Absolutely.
All right, here's the clip now from the movie Challengers.
Even if he wins the Open, completes his career Grand Slam, Art's still going to retire as someone who's just really, really good. That's what you guys will have done together. But imagine if you could turn Patrick Zweig into a guy who wins a slam. You still have a season. You still have one good season, and I need you to bring it out of me.
And then Zendaya slaps him and says a bad word. Had to cut that clip.
Yeah, there's really only one word that I can use to describe this movie, and I am going to apologize in advance, okay? Horny.
I wondered.
Yeah. Because there's no other way to describe it, everybody. This was directed by Luca Guadagnino, who did the movie Call Me By Your Name. So if you cannot look at a peach without thinking about that film, then you already have Challengers on your radar. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, then, like, buckle up.
Okay.
Yeah, so Zendaya is a tennis prodigy in this movie. She's like a total badass, highly sought after, incredibly aggressive, very talented, not just in sports, but also like coming up with a fashion line. Everybody wants a piece of Tashi, this character, who actually really feels a lot like I see Zendaya in real life. And so she gets tied up in this love triangle with two other tennis players. And these guys are varying degrees of good. They are no Tashi, but they're all kind of inexplicably linked together. And this leads to some very, like, R-rated scenes in the film. And it's just the whole thing is a wow because it jumps back and forth in time. It shows you what happened when Tashi got injured, what she chose to do with her life, who she chose to do it with. And when things start to go downhill in terms of winning, she comes up with a strategy that relinks all of them back together again.
That's probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you can never go back. And oh, she's very smart. The guys that she is playing around with are very talented and very much in love or lust. And so the movie has amazing depictions of tennis. I've never seen tennis filmed this way, and I have watched Wimbledon with Kirsten Dunst many a time. So for fans of the sport, if you love Zendaya, then obviously you have to see this. But it is kind of like a heady, romantic, like, sexy movie that really surprised me, because honest to God, I hated this. I don't like watching the sport at all. And this movie turned me around.
Now you know what to see and what to avoid. Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by The Diva Alchemist, home of the needleless lip filler, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5. Hear all her reviews on demand at star1025.com.